For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Welcome, everyone. This is Rafael Hernandez, and you are listening to Believe in Barcelona. Once again, I want to thank Bet Online for making this show a reality. One of the best places to make your bets online, as the title says, of course. And once again, really, really thankful for being able to record a podcast every week and know that my audience is appreciating. I really, really love the feedback that I've been getting, the criticism especially. You guys can always call me out when I get something wrong too. I think that I said last week that Koeman scored the Barcelona's goal against Fiorentina in the 1992 European Cup final, and of course he didn't. It was against Sampdoria. So yeah, it's this kind of things and criticism regarding the recording quality and everything. It's always very welcome. So guys, it's been quite a few messy weeks because Laporta has started to work on the next additions to Barcelona squad for next season, and he doesn't have an easy job at all. I want to establish one thing here, and I'm going to repeat this a few times on this episode. Barcelona really does not have money, guys. And it's not a matter of, oh, okay, it doesn't have money, but it can get more loans. Yes, Barcelona can get more loans, and Laporta actually did get one more loan. But this loan was actually used to pay some of the outstanding debt that needed to be paid. So basically, Barcelona are getting loans, are getting more debt to pay old debt. It's not necessarily a bad thing, depending on the context of things. But on this case, it's a solution to give the club more time to actually work and wait for the whole mess with the pandemic to improve. So this is a matter of patience, and Laporta is smartly buying time. So it's not an issue. It's a good thing that Barca got another loan to pay the old debt. Don't make no mistake. If Bartomeu was the one doing this, I would absolutely criticize him. Not because it was going to be a bad decision, it's the right decision, but because Bartomeu simply was completely incompetent. So he was never going to have the capability to actually do this correctly and pay the debt. So I really want to insist on this, because sometimes I praise Laporta for doing things that Bartomeu would do. And yes, I can confirm that I do that, but it's mainly because of trust. I know that Laporta has the best interests of the club in mind. He wants what's best for Barcelona as much as you and I do, and everyone listening to. So it's really trust and knowing that he has already done this before. Let us not forget that Laporta was responsible for taking Barcelona out of an even worse situation than the one that we find ourselves into right now, when he was elected Barcelona president for the first time at the beginning of the 2000s. So with that out of the way, again, Barcelona doesn't have money to make big investments on signings or bringing coaches and paying release clauses. Absolutely out of question. And today I will be discussing Barcelona's summer plans. I will talk about the new signings that are going to be announced in the coming days or weeks, and the possibility of another coach coming and signing up. So that's basically what I'm going to do, and I will discuss the ups and downs of every signing and rumor. I will be as transparent as I can, but still, I call myself, I am actually a lot more optimistic than people think. honestly, and I'm always hoping for the best for my club, even when things are going wrong. But there are certain things that I really cannot do, and one thing is honestly Koeman staying for another season. This just cannot happen. I really don't think that he has the capacity to actually stay at Barca and do a good job for another season. So with that out of the way, I want to also be clear that when it comes to expensive signings, I would just ignore them and the rumors because it's not going to happen. And same thing for coaches that have a contract that would be very hard for them to get out of it. If not impossible, I would say more like impossible these days, because all of the other big clubs are already planning their next seasons too. It wouldn't be possible really for like Barcelona to sign Erik ten Hag from Ajax right after he renewed his contract until 2023, just to be clear. And one thing that I have realized on social media is that Barcelona fans are really believing rumors a lot about the summer, and we shouldn't, guys. Laporta isn't Bartomeu. I want to make this very clear. Again, Laporta leaks things to the media. Yeah, he does, but it's just to a select few of reliable journalists. It's not Bartomeu. It's not how Bartomeu used to do things. Bartomeu used to basically manipulate the media to put the word out of what he wanted. So I think that the best example of that was at the final days of the 2018 transfer window in August. And what happened was Barcelona basically briefed every journalist from Spain and abroad that Coutinho was going to be signed, and this was clear everywhere. And honestly, I really thought that this was going to happen, because confirmations at this level are really uncommon like this by many international sources alongside Spanish ones, but it clearly didn't happen. So yeah, it was a really big lesson learned. So we have seen a lot of rubbish coming from the media, from the local media in Catalonia, the media in general in Spain, and international media for like rumors from England and Italy too. So it's better for us to simply ignore most of this. It's simply useless. And of course, there are exceptions, but just be careful what you believe in, what you read online, more than ever. So I want to begin discussing the squad renewal. I'm really of the mind that Barcelona cannot achieve success as long as certain players stay at the club. And who are these players? The same ones that were involved in the disaster that was Anfield, and later the Bayern Munich crashing, and of course the loss against Granada, which was really the worst Barcelona league defeat in the past 10 years. Believe me, I went back and checked. There's simply no worse defeat than the one that we suffered to Granada, especially in context that Granada had never even gotten a point playing at the Camp Nou, and Granada had most of their starters actually injured, so it was mostly a second string Granada that never did anything at the Camp Nou, going there and beating us when we should have simply shrugged them off and got into the top of the league. So yeah, it was a disgrace, but I digress. Let us continue. So these players that I mean are Sergi Roberto, Piqué, Jordi Alba, and once they were Suarez and Rakitic too. Thankfully, they both left. And these players simply, they have overstayed for a long time. Piqué was a disgrace for the past few months, aside from one or two good performances. Jordi Alba had a good season, but mentally, he is simply not up for it. Let us not forget his episode crying at halftime at Anfield. It was a show or a lack of backbone that I had never seen in football. It was incredible. And if that wasn't caught on video, I would have never believed. But yeah, it happened. So these players really have to leave. Sergio Roberto has lived off that goal against PSG for too long. He has become absolutely useless and he's a massive liability. We have seen, and I think it's too harsh to say this. I'll say this before I continue, but really I don't think it's that much of a coincidence that Barcelona started to play worse when he returned for injury. He has been a liability, and the fact that Laporta and his board are rumored to have offered Sergi a renewal for another year, and he refused and actually demanded to renew his contract for another 2 years, are an absolute joke. This guy just has to go. Same for Piqué. He has a lot of distractions off pitch. He's a liability. And of course, you have Umtiti too, who is basically an ex-footballer that already has briefed the media through his agents that he's not going to leave Barcelona this summer. So this guy is just another guy that doesn't have any shame. He wants to. I'm really measuring my words here, but he really has no shame. He just wants to stay at the club. He doesn't want to play football anymore. He's earning around 13 million euros per year. So yeah, he's comfortable. I think he's going to stay, and I suggested this before. If Umtiti stays, just make the guy stay at home. Just don't make him ever play another match for Barcelona again, or even train with the team if he wants to do things like this. I don't want to do anything that would be morally questionable, but if the guy doesn't want to just play football, just leave him at home and pay his salary and wait for him to leave. That's how he wants to do things. We just have to accept that, because let us not forget that Umtiti didn't sign that contract because he was forced to, but because Bartomeu was really incompetent and was manipulated into give him another massive contract because of the Manchester United rumors. So yeah, there we have to separate things a little bit there. And of course, you have the failed signings that really have to leave the club. You have Matheus Fernandes, who was signed for 7 million, which is one of the most dodgy and most shady signings in Barcelona's history. That signing really has to be investigated, because the guy was a mediocre to bad player here in Brazil. And then he goes and signs for Barcelona for 7 million euros. And it's not much for Barca, but when you convert to reais over here, the local currency in Brazil, it's 5 to 6 times that amount. So it's almost 50 million reais, depending on how the economy is doing, and it's doing pretty bad right now. So yeah, it's very shady, very questionable. I really hope that Laporta investigates this. And of course, Coutinho and Junior Firpo have to leave. Not sure if they will. There's no demand for these players, but Coutinho has been linked to Everton. And yes, I would sell Coutinho for, I would say, 30 million or 40 million euros or whatever, just to get rid of the guy. He basically got injured in the first months of the season and never got back into fitness. He will always be one of the worst signings in football history, but at least he's not Hazard, because Hazard actually managed to be an even worse signing than anything that Bartomeu ever did. And I would say that Florentino Perez really deserves credit for that. Just absolutely shocking. And aside from these guys, we already know that Bryce White wants to leave the club for more playing time. Same for Neto, and I really respect these two guys. They want to leave Barca. They don't just want to give up and stay at the club and do nothing, and they really deserve credit for that. They just don't want to do anything, and they'll likely be gone. And Iñaki Peña, who is the Barca beekeeper, he's going to become the backup to Ter Stegen. Iñaki has always been the highest rated La Masia goalkeeper since Valdés, and honestly, Valdés wasn't rated that much. He actually became a great keeper later, and I would say against all odds too. And aside from these guys, we have to question the possibility of selling other players to make funds or involve them in swaps. Griezmann is one of the players that I would sell depending on the offer, or maybe a swap. I actually entertain the possibility of, let's say, swapping Griezmann for Matthijs de Ligt. at Juventus, and maybe Juve would take it. I don't know. Juve are in a bad situation too right now. They are a bad thing with the list, imagine without him. So not sure if they would take it, but I would at least try. Same thing for Dembele, Langley, and Trincão. I would try to sell these guys or involve them in swaps for other players. We have to move on from them. I don't think that Dembele deserves a renewal. Apparently, this is not apparently because it came from a reliable journalist, but basically, Dembele actually asked Laporta for a raise when Laporta was talking with him about a renewal, and honestly, we can only laugh, guys, because Dembele hasn't done anything to deserve a renewal, and let alone a raise to his wages, which is ridiculous. Trincão is a player that I rate. I don't believe the rumors that Leicester actually offered 50 million last summer. Absolutely not, with the coronavirus situation for all clubs. But he can be sold at a good sum, maybe at least recoup the 30 million that Barca paid for his services. But perhaps if he stays, I think that he could still become a decent to good player for Barcelona. I'm not in the group of people that think that Trincão is absolutely useless. I don't think so. I think that Koeman has really just managed him very poorly. Trincão always coming in the final minutes of matches that Koeman needs winning, and the tactics were all over the place. You can't simply do things like this in football anymore. It's just very, very unprofessional and wrong. Okay, I think that in terms of squad renewal, I said everything that I wanted to say. So let us begin on free transfers. As I said, Barcelona doesn't have money, so Laporta is being smart and focusing on actually signing free agents. And you have the Agüero signing, which is going to be confirmed in the next few days. Absolutely, it's a reality. Even Guardiola already talked about it. And the thing with Kun Agüero is that his final year at City was really tumultuous. Apparently, he kind of fell out with Pep. We don't know the whole story yet, but Agüero will speak in the coming months with the Spanish media for sure. But overall, Agüero is one of the best players in the Premier League history. He's already proven in La Liga, and he's coming for free in a 2-year contract and only 5 million per year. So it's a bet that it's a smart bet from Laporta. Honestly, if Agüero doesn't work, he would still be better than Braithwaite or any kind of striker that Barcelona can play right now. Agüero is close with Messi too, which helps. They have a good connection on the pitch too, much like Suarez once had with Messi. And the downside to Agüero signing is the low. I wouldn't say it's the minimal risk that it offers, because Agüero could still be a flop. And one thing that I really don't like about Agüero, this might be taken as an exaggeration, but I'm being honest, and it's how he is addicted to Twitch and other streaming services of playing video games. And I'm really tough on footballers when it comes to things like this. Honestly, I think that footballers should always almost 100% focus on football. The moment that they divide their attention to other things, it simply does not work well. And Agüero has a lot of distractions off pitch, especially over the past year, which he was very bored. So that's the only really doubt that I have surrounding his signing. But overall, and in context, I would say it's a good signing. And Wijnaldum is also coming to Barca, and he's a very controversial signing. I would say that 90% or more of the fan base are against him. And normally I would be too, but because he's 30 years old and he's not the perfect fit to Barca, absolutely. But He's coming for free. It's a 3-year contract. He's not going to earn a lot of money, given what we have seen from rumors. And Wijnaldum doesn't stand out when it comes to scoring goals or making assists. What he does very well is he's very press resistant. He's very good at carrying the ball forward. And he's one of the players that normally loses the ball the least, and then the Premier League too. So this is the kind of assets for Barcelona that could be really, really productive, and he could actually become a really useful player to actually put less pressure on Busquets and free Frankie to actually go a lot more forward. I really think that his signing could work. I'm optimistic in general, but as for the downsides, I'm going to say that he could actually crash and burn, because La Liga is not England, it's not the Premier League, and the way that Barcelona plays is very different to Liverpool's. So yeah, there's significant room for failure in his signing too, but I think it's a low risk signing. I would make the signing too. Which brings us to Eric Garcia. I have already said many times that I rate Eric Garcia. I was saddened when he left to join Manchester City from La Masia. And he's a good signing. I'm glad that Laporta actually renegotiated his wages with the player and his agent, because Bartomeu was offering ridiculous amounts to a player that simply there would be no demand on the market for his signing. He's not going to get a big signing on fee, and he has been raised on La Masia already. He has stand out for Spain too. So overall, yeah, it's a solid low risk signing too. Laporta is being really smart with this. Then the downsides is one obvious, I think, that everyone knows already if they have watched Eric Garcia play for Manchester City for the past year. Every time he plays, like, it's like the whole Manchester City backline is an absolute disaster. They usually concede 3 or more goals when he is starting for them. So yeah, he could still be a bad signing, but overall low risk. If it doesn't work well, whatever, we move on. It's not a lot of money. Which brings us to Memphis Depay. He could have signed with Barca last summer, but the club really was completely flat out broke, so it didn't happen, as the Lyon president revealed. And I think we all know that already. So yeah, this guy, I've been torn on his signing, because he plays in a similar patch of the pitch that Ansu Fati plays, so it would get in the way of his progression. But given the injury struggles that Ansu has had over the past 6 to 8 months, I would say Depay could actually be a good signing. And let us not forget that Depay was once one of the highest rated talents coming from the Netherlands, and he didn't do very well at Manchester United, but he's been incredible for Lyon for over a season. He came back very strongly from an ACL injury, and he has a good character. He's a bit flamboyant to my liking, but honestly, on pitch, he's a reliable player. He's always running. He's always pressing. He is tireless. He's always giving his all on pitch. He gives assists. He scored goals. Overall, once again, it's a low risk signing, and I think he could actually be the biggest surprise of our season. He could actually be a fantastic player for Barca next season. And the downside, really, I can't see many downsides. I think that the signing could go wrong, just like it did for when Manchester United signed him. Yes. But overall, the least that it can happen, much like Eric Garcia, is it not working out and just being sold in a few years. And speaking of spending money on a signing, we have had already reliable confirmation that Emerson is coming from Betis for 9 million euros. It's not a lot of money for what the Brazilian offers. He was one of the standout right backs in the La Liga season. He's actually pretty great, if you ask me. He had a poor match against Real Madrid, I think we all know which one. But overall, he's been fantastic and he played another good matches against Real Madrid. And you could actually have at the club Serginho Dest and Emerson instead of Sergio Roberto as a right back, which is really tranquilizing for me. Two quality right backs fighting for a position. Just great. I don't think there's any downside to this signing at all. I'm really, really optimistic. And I think that he's going to be really successful. Maybe in more open matches, Dest is going to be playing. But in more tight matches like Real Madrid and other big matches, I think that Emerson is the guy to go. And the last one that I really didn't want to comment on, but I think it's possible given that the journalists and the rumors have been really strong, is that Donnarumma could actually come from Milan to sign with Barca as a free agent. And yeah, where is this coming from? We have Ter Stegen. He had a, I wouldn't say bad season, but he had a below par season against his best. And I'm not sure if this could work, but if it happens, it's because Laporta knows that he has to sell Ter Stegen to make money, and Donnarumma would be a short-term fix. A short-term fix, why? This is already a downside. Raiola is his manager. He's likely going to be angling for another move like 2 or 3 years from now if he signs a 5 years contract. So I'm really not sure. I wanted to comment this because I think it's possible given the amount of rumors that I've seen linking him at the club. And a reliable journalist very close to Milan actually mentioned this as a done deal, so it left me really curious, but I don't think it's going to happen. And of course, speaking of big signings, even if we don't have money, if the Haaland signing is possible, this is just for next year. And of course, I would love for Barca to sign Pau Torres or Conde if possible, but Barca doesn't have the money. Manchester City offered Sevilla 70 million for Conde last summer and they didn't accept it. And Villarreal just won the Europa League. They're not going to sell Pau Torres for anything less than 30 or 40 million. So, yeah, guys, I don't think it's going to happen this summer. Maybe the next one, because these two center backs are really, really good and reliable. And I don't think that we can really survive another season of being poor at the back. And finally, what you were all waiting for, I'm going to talk about the next Barcelona coach. For the first, one thing that I want to establish first is that Bartomeu actually signed Koeman on a contract that if Koeman gets sacked right now, Barcelona would have to pay 12 million to the guy. Yeah, this is simply Bartomeu's legacy. This is a disgrace. This is pure incompetence. And I think that Bartomeu knew what he was going to, he was doing, because Koeman was already desperate to coach Barcelona. Why did you offer him such a high salary and such, simply, why didn't Bartomeu put a clause on Koeman's contract that he could have his contract rescinded if the next board didn't want him, much like he did with Setién. So he didn't do it, and it really shows him his intentions. Bartomeu's objectives were all to damage the next board the moment that he saw that a non-continuous candidate was going to be put in place. And yeah, it's just very unethical, and it's a disgrace. It's really pathetic, really. So of course, in the list of coaches that I really would have liked to see at Barca, it's Tuchel. Tuchel is one of the coaches that I dreamed of coaching Barca for a very long time. I already rated him since his time at Mainz and later Dortmund. And he's really close with Pep too, which helps. But he's at Chelsea. I'm not going to speak anymore about him. Same for Nagelsmann or Hansi Flick. Two coaches that would have been amazing for Barca, but just not possible anymore. Allegri just signed his contract with Juventus. He's back, and it's interesting. I'm going to speak a little bit about this, that Allegri actually wanted to build a Juventus side surrounding Dybala and not Cristiano. And now Allegri is back and Cristiano is likely gone. So Allegri won in the end. Just fantastically funny for us, guys. And aside from these coaches, I have seen the links to Arteta and Tierney, and he, but really, this is just simply nonsense. Laporta would never trust these two to actually take over a Barcelona in a very delicate state. And of course, we have already seen the Guardiola returning rumors, but guys, he's not coming back. He's very happy at City. He could be winning the Champions League in a few days, and he's comfortable there. He just renewed his contract. Pep is going to come back someday in another position, not as a coach, because if Pep comes back to coach Barca, he will never be able to do and or even win half as much as he did in his first tenure. So this would be used against him. He would never have peace. And Guardiola has really changed as a coach. He wants a lot more peace and stability. He doesn't want the whole political mess that is Barcelona. We just have to accept that he's going to stay at Manchester City, maybe even for 10 or even more. Which is quite surprising, honestly. But it's just testament to how Manchester City have done things to keep Pep there and the whole structure of the club, how the owners are supportive, and just like everything is really well done there. So among the coaches that could actually manage Barcelona, I assembled a list of four guys that have been linked to the club with rumors in the past or haven't been linked at all. And the first one is the former Internazionale di Milano coach Conte. Everyone knows Conte, of course. So he did an amazing job at Inter. He actually made Inter win a relevant trophy for the first time since the treble. Just incredible. And this is the kind of guy that he's not your typical man to coach Barcelona. Of course he's not, but he could really actually revolutionize Barcelona with the way that he does things. He's a very, very intense coach. He's very demanding of his players, and he wouldn't tolerate anything that the current squad does, like Jordi Alba having a weak backbone, or the players collapsing in big games. Conte is just made of a different material than Valverde, Setien, and Koeman. This, I really think that among the five that I listed, he would be my personal favorite if it was up to me to appoint him. And I know this would be this is controversial, because Conte is just not, he just doesn't have Barcelona written on him. He has Real Madrid, absolutely, and he likely will end up there, so it's part of the game. My second favorite would be Marcelo Gallardo. For those that know, he is the River Plate coach. He, since taking over the Argentinian club, he has won the Libertadores there. And, of course, the legendary Libertadores final against Boca Juniors, the biggest Clásico of all time in South America. And the guy is arguably the best coach in the world that doesn't coach in Europe. He is fantastic. And it's interesting. I really think that he would be ideal for Barca, because he has some of the best qualities that Pep, Simeone, and Klopp have. His things are very tactically very smart and very well assembled, but they all have a massive fighting spirit. They have a lot of passion. They press a lot. There's a lot of intensity. There's a lot of everything that I would really like to see at Barcelona again. That strong winning mentality, that spirit, that effort, that passion for the club. And I really would like to see Gallardo just join the club. And the downsides to his appointment is that he's not proven in Europe. Barcelona is in a very difficult position right now. Maybe he could come in and implement his style of play, and the players could sabotage him, and he would basically crumble and be sacked within 6 months. I think it's also a possibility, even as much as I've praised him a lot, and I really stand by everything that I said. The guy is incredible, and one day he could really come to Europe and he might become one of the, if not the best coach in the world, after Pep, of course. And the other two possibilities are Xavi and Garcia Pimienta. Xavi, I don't think that Laporta actually thinks that Xavi is ready to take over the as Barcelona coach. And let us not forget that the situation when Guardiola took over and now are very different. We cannot compare Xavi with Pep. I really don't like the comparisons. And Xavi would be taking over a club where some of his friends or players still, and we have seen the confirmations that Xavi wants a lot of control at Barcelona, control that Laporta is unlikely to give him. So that I understand why Laporta has doubts about him, absolutely. And same thing about Pimienta. I think that Pimienta should have been appointed right after the league was lost last year, and Setién should have been gone by then and Pimienta take over. And we wasted a year in Koeman, honestly, but it has already passed, and Pimienta already knows many of the players, if not all of the players in the first team. He has coached some of them at youth level. He has the right idea. He is basically the prototypical coach for Barcelona. He could be a massive success, but the problem is, once again, the lack of experience at the highest level. I'm not sure that he could deal with the pressure on the players and everything. And this really, really worries me. And to cap things off, the final coach that has been linked to the club by semi-reliable sources, at least, is Roberto Martinez, who is currently coaching Belgium. And I think that he could work. He's a Catalan. He has great football ideas. But Roberto Martinez could end up much like Setién, the kind of coach that actually signs to Barcelona. We all get excited because he has many of the ideas that made us love Barca. But the moment that things get difficult, the things that get hot at the club, he would simply turn his back on his ideals and basically contradict himself and burn down, much like Setién did. People like to use my defending of Setién's appointment against me, but I really stand by everything I said, because Setién had all the right ideas and concept and passion for the club and admiration for Cruyff and everything when he came to Barca. He started doing things well, but then the moment that he faced difficulties and he actually had problems with part of the squad, even Messi, he simply turned his back on everything that made the coach that he was. He turned his back on his ideals, and he betrayed himself and became that whole mess. So yeah, I could have not predicted that things would have ended that way, and it's really a shame. It's really upsetting, because he really had good intentions, but he could just not stand by them. Yeah, guys. So almost 40 minutes of a recording of me just talking by myself. This is quite a lot. I'm surprised, but I think that I covered basically everything that I wanted to say, and this is all that matters. I'm going to divide this in timestamps later to actually help everyone to listen to this more patiently. And this is all you're getting from me, guys. Thank you very much for listening. And once again, thanks to BetOnline for presenting this show. All the best to everyone, and see you on social media. All the best to our club in the upcoming summer too. God bless.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Save big money now on new siding from LP SmartSide at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP SmartSide today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.